This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here on the DJB Show, I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer is off today. We have a lot of stories that we're focused on here, trying to bring you into focus, helping you with your problems. And even if you don't have them, we'll create some. We have to solve. Just because we want to be problem solvers. So what do we have trending, Victoria?
Tony Robbins is trending on Twitter, and not for a great reason, of course.
Anthony's... Is he called Tony or Anthony? I can't remember.
Tony Robbins. I've always known him to be. I mean, obviously his name's probably Anthony.
The Firewalker. Is that the guy's the one?
This is the motivational speaker guy?
Yeah, Firewalker. Yeah.
Okay.
You never saw Oprah? You haven't seen that famous video of Oprah walking across his fire pit?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, look at that. Go to YouTube and watch Oprah as she walks across the fire pit. That's one of his signature things. He gets people to build up their strength.
Like on hot rocks? Walking
on hot coals.
Wow.
Yes. Yep. All right. So
well,
he's trending.
He's being raked over the coals. So there's a tie-in with it. Yes. Apparently, he had some comments that went viral in a video where he was blasting some of the women who are a part of the hashtag MeToo movement. And he basically said some of the victims of sexual abuse don't take responsibility for themselves. And he blasted the movement, saying that some women are using it for personal gain. They're trying to get famous out of it. There's obviously a lot of holes in what he's saying. And the Tarana Burke, who is the founder of the Me Too movement, she, of course, issued a statement saying that this is just, you know,
well,
to have somebody like him, who so many people look up to and trust with his advice, to have him say these types of things against a movement like this is really damaging for his career.
Let's think about it for a minute. We've looked at this. We've taken it apart from stem to stern. The benefits far outweigh the distractions. However, it is folly to say that every single person who's involved in this movement is there for the right reason or positive reasons. We all know how human nature is, and there are people that take advantage. For example, and I'm just using this as a different sort of example, and I wish I could find one on the top of my head that affected men, and I can't. So forgive me if you think this is blasphemy, but for a long time, after doing some really serious looking into, some people call it research, I don't glamorize it with the term research, looking into the Susan G. Komen Breast Cancer Foundation and what goes on really there, and Susan Komen's sister, what she gets out of it, and the whole this whole mania that surrounds breast cancer is something that we need to get to the heart of, and it is diet, it is heredity, it's all kinds of things. I've had it twice in my family, so I've done a lot of looking into it, mostly because I want to protect my daughter, and she and I have had many conversations and done a lot of work and soul searching and also records and all the things that go with having breast cancer and how do you prevent it. So I say that because I've been criticized and sometimes soundly criticized for my point. And it isn't about breast cancer research and it isn't about treatment. It's about that organization and what they do. So in this circumstance, Victoria, help me understand if people are infallible, or are there some people, a few people in the Me Too movement and some of these other movements that are suspect? Could it be that there is, I'm not suggesting that Robbins was on the right trail, and God knows why he said it, because unless you put it in the right context, And that's what I'm wondering, because sometimes, you know as well as I do, people take these things out of context, and they take a phrase or a sentence, and they run with it, and it may not be what he meant. I have no reason to apologize for the guy. I don't know the guy. I don't know the story. I'm hearing it for the first time from you.
I'm sure Victoria will probably say, and because I think we feel pretty similarly about it. You know, I'm sure that there are people in this movement who are not entirely pure or who are trying to take advantage. But I think the frustration here is that every time we talk about it, we focus on, oh, well, I think not all of these people are well-meaning, blah, blah, blah. I feel like the super important thing here.
Who's we? Who, are you talking about us, or are you talking about in general?
Anytime a lot of people talk about it, anytime we talk about it, it always comes up that there are some people who are taking advantage of it, or who want to get famous off of it, or people who are being accused unfairly, and I get very frustrated because this kind of thing has been going on in Hollywood and all kinds of workplaces for a really long time, and I think the purpose of the movement is to try and change the culture, and it's super frustrating as a woman who has experienced sexual harassment, as essentially every woman everywhere has experienced. I think it's very frustrating that we're focusing on, okay, well, maybe there are like 2% or 3% of people who have not experienced this.
Maybe that's the problem.
We're making it up, and that's the frustration, because how is it going to change if we continue to focus on that instead
of what's
changing. Actually going
on? I think it's changing. I don't think what's going on now is there's a sea change. So what you're desiring is attention, focus, and change, and that's what's happening. And along the way, sometimes there's a stumble bum. There's something that gets in the way of it in its pure message. And so I'm not sure I'm thinking. In my own mind, I'm trying to work through. You said whenever we talk about it here, and I don't get that sense that whenever we talk about it here that there's a negative attached to it. So I must be either missing something.
I just feel like you personally have brought it up multiple times whenever we address something like this. That, you know, and I think I understand why. I think it's because you want to defend the people that you don't necessarily think are being accused fairly. I think, you know, when stuff about Ryan Seacrest comes up, because, you know, we work in the same industry as him, I don't know. I think that sometimes we have.
I don't want to see people get railroaded.
Yeah,
there sometimes is a groundswell, and that everybody who gets swept up in it may not be guilty. There's plenty of dirt here that's legitimate.
But the people who have been accused, I think it's become pretty clear who didn't do anything. Fred Savage is leaping to mind. He was accused by some random woman on a set who said that he mistreated her because she was a woman, and he came out fighting against it and said that this is just absolutely lunacy. And when the TV show company looked into it, it never happened, and the woman literally had just made up these accusations. Now, that's one story for a thousand of them that did happen.
And so it shouldn't be, if I'm going to address what Kara said, if we're going to do it, the ratio should be something along that line. And if I'm not doing that, or if we're not following that, then there's something wrong with our mix here, because I see it as a problem, because my daughter and I have had this conversation many times about the sorts of things that she went through as a teenager and as a young adult, not so much now, because she has found her niche in life as a mother, as a professor at a college that has put her in charge of a very important department that used to be run by a man. So was it that she was selected because she was a woman? No, she was selected because she was the best. But in other circumstances, she's been passed over because she was a woman. And this is, oh, hello, we're in the 21st century. The point is that these sort of things ought not to be going on, and they do, because some men still have it. If you've been listening to the program through the course of the morning, or maybe there's a consistency to the program and are looking at power and control and how men want to be in charge. I mean, there have been times, and there are even examples today of women who have abused their power and control, not as many of them as men, because There aren't as many women who are in power.
Oh, and see, I don't think that, I think women inherently don't abuse power when they get into powerful situations anyway. I think that there is a difference with the male and female ego. I think there's a difference in motivations.
No, but you're
saying that there aren't enough stories, there aren't as many stories because women don't have as many positions of power. I'm making the argument that even if we had positions of power that were equal to the number of positions men have, I still don't think that women...
I'm not disagreeing. I'm not saying that. So I don't want
it kind of sounded like it came out the other way.
But I think it's because there's a defense mechanism that sometimes gets put up that is appropriate because of this stuff being as wrong as it is and having gone on for as long as it has.
Yeah.
And so under that circumstance, I just don't want to overcook it. But the other side of it is I don't want to report or whatever the word is. I don't want to leave any stone unturned that could be used, the information could be used to help women in their circumstance. I mean, that I went to see Chappaquiddick this past weekend, the story of Ted Kennedy. A lot of you don't remember, younger listeners don't even know. You both said to me you didn't know the story when I first started talking about it last week. You know, what's the story of Ted Kennedy and what it happened in a period of time when there was all kinds of frustration about the family and what they were supposed to do, and all the brothers are dead and all this other stuff. This was back in the 1970s, and the story's been covered up, and it still, as we find today, there are nuances of it that still aren't reported and still aren't a matter of fact. These people got away literally with murder, and they did it because they could. Because they were a powerful family of men who lobotomized their sister or the father. He didn't, the brothers didn't do it, but the father did. But the brothers didn't do anything to stop it, and they didn't do anything with the information because they didn't want to get in the way of their father, who was all powerful. And you see this happening. Bernie Madoff comes to mind. His son, who knew what was going on, could have pulled a plug on his father any number of times over decades and didn't, because he was put into a position by his father. Okay, you know what's going on, but you can't tell because it'll ruin the family fortune and blah, 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 where the kid was obviously nervous about what was going on. So, I mean, there's abuse. The point here is there's abuse on all levels, both sides. Women have been horribly abused by the likes of these bastards, Weinstein and others that you see. But every once in a while, there's an accusation that isn't true. And so I don't want to I've said enough. I don't want to overdo it. But you know, I think we both have, we all have something legitimate here to be concerned about, and that is that it stop. And it stop now. And I think it is on its way to being corrected, frankly, because of all of these movements, whether Tony Robbins and his, whether it's a slip of the tongue or whether it's something that he's stupid enough to believe, if that's what he thinks. I don't think we know enough about it, Victoria. Can we come to that conclusion about what he really said? He appears to have put his foot in his mouth, but do we know that whatever was said was taken in context or out of context? That would be my question.
Right. I think that there is a video of it, which I haven't seen yet, so I would want to see that before commenting on what he said. But just to add one little footnote there, the new headline that just popped up on Twitter, dozens burned during Tony Robbins' motivational exercise.
Well, there you go.
So yep. Oprah made it out okay. Not these other people.
How is your sleep position affecting your health? Question. This is, do you sleep on your stomach? Or do you sleep on your side? Do you sleep on your back? How do you sleep? The way you sleep, if you're on your back, is probably the best sleep. And there's a study from Stony Brook University examining sleep positions. And on the side, apparently, is the best for your brain. And, of course, then when you dig around and you know how you get yourself positioned, how do you stay in that position? One of the ways you do it is to have your pillow adjusted right for your head and your neck. And we all know how well you can do that with your pillow. My pillow is your pillow. And the fabulous deals that they have continue. Best offer that you can find right now at MyPillow.com using the promo code DGV is the four-pack, 50% off, two premium pillows, two go-anywhere pillows. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. But there's so many other fabulous things you can get there. Check them all out. Use the DJV code and save 50%. That's MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
Place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited. A name you can trust.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Monday program continues. The DJV Experience, Victoria Keeling, Kara Schill, and Doug Steffen, with a focus on new music every Monday. At this time, we bring to you three songs that are new on the scene, and you can decide by listening to them. I recognize this. I'm hearing it for the first time in the background. I know the song, but I don't know how it was that it came to Miley Cyrus's attention. So she decided to record her own version of Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me from the new Elton John tribute album, which is appropriate this week because I believe tomorrow night there's a special on CBS. Mm-hmm. Is it an hour or 2 hours of a lot of popular artists paying tribute to Elton John? And is she one of them? I guess would be my question.
I think she is. Yep, yeah, I think she is on the show. Well, these are two albums. One's called Revamp, and those are pop artists redoing his songs. Mm-hmm. And then the other album is called Restoration, and those are country artists redoing Elton songs. So these two albums came out over the weekend together and went to the top of the charts on iTunes immediately.
Right.
There's
away.
So much buzz on both of these albums. Yeah. And it does coincide with this is Elton's final year. He will not be touring anymore. This is his quote-unquote retirement year, so that's kind of why they're
from going on
now.
The road, but he'll still keep.
So he's going to do some one-off, I think, here and there.
Yeah. Is he 73, 74?
He's in his 70s.
Like
he's got two little kids, so he kind of wants to spend as much time as possible with them.
Right. All right, so let's listen to a bit of Miley doing this version of Don't Let the Sun Go Down on Me. It's from the tribute album Revamp. I'd like to know who's playing the piano, because that's such an important part of his own performances. He's always at the piano. Alright, so that's a pretty strong performance. She's got a strong voice.
She can sing anything, really.
Of the three tributes to Elton John from that same album, Revamp. This is Ed Sheeran doing Candle in the Wind.
Ooh, nice up-tempo. This is good.
I like the up-tempo version. Very good.
This is the best reaction you've ever had.
I know. I'm shocked. I'm laughing because I'm
this
shocked.
Is, yeah, this is good. Crack it up, Kelly. What comes to mind when you hear the original versions of songs? How many of our minds go into a different place? What would this song sound like if? And so he's done. He's answered that if. The what if you made it faster.
Well, he was discovered by Elton John, so...
Was he? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Elton John put him on his label when that's how he got his big break. So, I think he does the song a lot of justice.
Yeah, it's good. I like it. All right, here's another song from another album called Restoration. Dolly Parton and Rhonda Vincent.
Let me go on with you.
Wow.
Everything we've been through, what's left to prove?
I've never been a Miley Cyrus fan. Her version's okay. Sheeran's great with Candle in the Wind. This is very good, too.
You
I don't know
what?
Who Rhonda Vincent is, though. Who's she?
Do you know
she's a
country singer?
Well, yeah. Where's she? She a protege of Dolly Parton's or something?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
I'm just amazed by, I guess, the versatility of Elton John. How amazing, how great his songs sound with country artists. I mean, it translates so well. This is amazing.
Yeah. Good stuff.
She's a bluegrass singer. She's 55 years old, Rhonda Vincent.
Rhonda Vincent, really?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she makes a good pairing with Dolly here for sure.
Yeah.
So all the tributes continue this week for sure, focusing on Elton John. 28 after the hour.
Let me grow up with you.
In today's automotive news at Ford headquarters in Detroit, the company said being frozen in the past is a death sentence. Ford have some big plans for the next 3 years. They will produce new trucks, new performance vehicles, new SUVs, and build new plants for hybrid SUVs. Every Ford of the future will have 4G LTE Wi-Fi. Ford will introduce 4 new nameplates and reduce the model cycle from 6 years to 3.3 years. For more, go to ourautoexpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
An easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? Geico gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the Geico office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
If you think putting a supercharged V8 in a sedan is crazy or just plain wrong, well, we've got news for you. We don't care. Dodge. Welcome to the Brotherhood of Muscle.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
As a small business owner, you're juggling it all, including customers' calls from your personal phone. But with Grasshopper, you get a business phone number and a business phone system from our mobile app so you can work smarter, not harder. Grasshopper forwards calls, texts, even transcribes voicemails. Everything you need to simplify your business and stay responsive. With Grasshopper, there's no long-term contracts and customer support is 24/7. Whether you're starting or growing your business, Grasshopper is the answer. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The hour now on the DJV show. You're listening to Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, who's at the controls in our studio. She's really responsible for the sound. Any problems, blame her, folks. Not Victoria, not me. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer is off, but we do have the usual things. Well, you have the thing about this program is it's consistent, and you can always count on it being different and not consistent. It's consistently not consistent. You like that? Hey, okay. You know what? I was, before we get back to the trending stories, I was reading something that a lot of people, I'll bet, were wrapped around, and I bet both of you have maybe even tried this, how Alexa is now inveigling herself. Isn't it funny we're talking about a machine, and we refer to it as her? So Alexa is being used now by a lot of people. There are very few folks who have radios in their homes anymore that listen to them as radios. Maybe some of the older radios, but most of us listen to this stuff in our car. Or if we're listening at home, we have, for example, our program is on TuneIn Radio, and you can hear it in real time by listening on TuneIn. Or you can find one of the iHeart stations or iTunes, or, you know, you can find it in any number of ways. Just go to DougStephan.com and listen to it if you're listening on your device. But now, if you have Alexa, and now I'm understanding that there are, in some of the more modern homes, Alexa's in the kitchen, Alexa's in the entertainment room, and upstairs in the bedroom. So you can say when you wake up in the morning, Alexa, tune in to Doug Stephan. Bingo. And that's what happens. And it's pretty amazing. And you don't even have to go to your device. It just is, Alexa, go to Doug Stephan. That's all you have to do. Isn't that amazing when you think about it? And it's sort of bringing the point here is that a lot of the people who are in our business are happy because it seems to be bringing that sound much more readily or easily into the home, just like the old days of turning on the radio. I'm hearing nothing from my cohorts, folks.
Well, it's true. I guess you're like new to discovering this stuff.
Well, I just, maybe. I guess I maybe am. Jennifer got me an Alexa for Christmas, and I haven't played much with it, so I just am bringing that to you. Okay, so now you've thrown cold water.
That's why I didn't buy you any gadgets for Christmas, because
really?
I knew it would just probably sit in the box. That's why I got you practical things like socks and a hat.
Yes. And those are very...
At least they would get used.
Yes, they are all getting used. The Keystone Pipeline is in the news again, and this is not... this is good and bad. There's always good and bad to most everything. You remember the pipeline built from Canada down to... where is it? The Gulf of Mexico or something. Bringing oil from Canada down to the Mississippi Delta. And in South Dakota... there was a big to-do, but it wasn't the same, or was it? Refresh my memory. Well, it wasn't the Keystone Pipeline that had the South Dakotans, the Indians, all worked up.
That was
different. It was another pipeline. Yeah. Anyway, so they've had a couple of spillages. They're pumping about 590,000 barrels of oil a day through this pipeline from Canada all the way down to the Gulf, as I've suggested. And there have been a number of reported leaks. The worst one was about 5 months ago when supposedly 400,000 gallons of oil poured out onto some of the farmland in South Dakota. Well, apparently it was more than that. And so that has people shaken up a little bit. But you know what? I mean, that's not good. The environment doesn't need, even though oil, there's sort of an oxymoron here. Oil comes out of the ground. It's a part of the planet. And it is natural. It is naturally created by the decay of fossils. That's why it's called fossil fuel, because fossils... And imagine the fact that there seems to almost be no limit on the amount of oil we get out of the ground as to how many of these beings... And also, fossil fuel comes from old, decayed, natural organic matter. It doesn't necessarily have to have been a dinosaur or something that lived as a being, but it also comes from the decaying trees and whatever flora and fauna there is on the planet. There are so many different layers that have been created over the years. Anyway, the point is that there's a limitless supply, apparently, of this item which comes out of the earth that is natural. And yet, when we process it, and we put all kinds of things into it, like gasoline has all kinds of additives, oil has all kinds of additives, hydraulic oil does, starting fluid, anything that's petroleum-based has been maneuvered or manipulated by science so that it does different things. But the oil itself, when it comes out of the ground, is pure. So does it stand to reason that when it leaks onto the ground and leaks back into the ground, it really doesn't have the polluting effect that a lot of people think that it might? It looks awful. It creates a hell of a mess.
Well, if it touches any animals, it's deadly.
It is.
So but that's why oil spills and things like that. It's
horrific.
But
I think what the sort of mitigating factor.
But to answer your question, though, it contaminates the soil. As it's absorbed back in, that soil becomes contaminated and can't be used. So it's you can't plant
something.
It's not contaminated.
It's not contaminated. It just can't be used because it makes the soil unworkable.
Well, I
the
think
oil,
people would call that contaminated.
Well, it depends on your definition. I call contamination using chemicals. I contend that using chemicals on the land is what is horrible for the land. The oil, if you were to see oil that comes out of the ground, we think of oil as the stuff we put in the crankcase. That's not what comes out of the ground. That's refined. What comes out of the ground is like it's a sludge that barely moves. It's so thick. And that's why it is very difficult when it gets onto the soil to get rid of it, because it's so hard to do anything with, because it's so thick. So when this stuff, when the pipeline breaks and this glop comes out of the pipeline, it creates a mess. I don't know that, maybe we're mincing words here. It doesn't contaminate in the sense it makes the soil unusable, but unusable because it's so sticky, it plugs everything up.
Yeah, but if it gets anywhere near a drinking supply, a water supply, water
terrible.
Is contaminated, and you can't drink that.
I think we're abusing. Maybe we're. I don't want to necessarily. What is the old expression? Parse words. I think contaminated may not be the right word here because it makes it unusable because it means that the water is undrinkable or unusable for other purposes.
But why?
Definition of contamination.
But why is that word so, like, why are you protecting that word that we can't
use? Not protecting
it. Contaminated.
No, I'm just making, the old English prof in me likes to use words. Sometimes you correct me because you have the same thing about how I use adverbs and the
right, but here's the definition. Sort of it's to make something impure by exposure to or addition of a poisonous or polluting substance.
Yeah, but see, it's not poisonous.
Polluting, but
the
it is polluting. It is a polluting substance.
In and of itself, all right, so we're arguing about words and definition of words. It's not. Let's just say this. It's not good for the soil. It's not good for anything.
It's no longer pure.
Yes, that's a good word. But it soaks back into the oil. I mean, the oil soaks back into the earth where it is pure. Comes out of the ground pure, and then we do things to it to make it impure. Does that make sense?
Yes. The bottom line is this is a lot more oil that was spilled than originally reported, and I'm not sure why that is. Was it covered up, or did they give the wrong information? Obviously, an oil spill is a spill, and they want to contain.
It's bad PR.
They want to contain the story.
Yeah, bad PR. So here's the other side of this: the good and the bad here. The bad is it leaked. And it made farmland unusable.
I don't see any good in this.
Well, the good news is that the pipeline saves the environment by not having to truck the stuff or put it in tankers and haul it from Canada down to the refinery. There is good in that. The pipeline saves having to use fossil fuels and have it affect the atmosphere. The trucks that haul the oil, the diesel locomotives that haul the oil, they contaminate a lot more of the atmosphere than would be the case even if there's 400,000 gallons of oil going onto farmland.
Ooh,
it's too bad that we
statement,
have to
Stephen.
Do it. It is a bold
Stephen's
statement.
Stephen's
yeah.
bold statement of the day. I don't know. I'd love to get somebody.
Think about how many tons of carbon go into the atmosphere from the locomotives that would haul this much. We're talking about 590,000 barrels a day. Do you know how many tanker trucks or how many railroad cars? Most of those railroad cars hold about 25,000 gallons of oil. So you figure it from there. The tankers hold about 10,000. The tankers over the road, about 10,000 gallons. The tankers that are used to carry on freight trains, 25,000 to 30,000 gallons in each one of those. So how many a day of those things are we going to be running down the pike? And what does that put into the air? That's the
That's an interesting. It's an interesting case study for sure.
Isn't that nice? That
I'm not agreeing that you're right on it. I'm just saying it is an interesting thought.
God forbid that you'd agree with me.
No, I agree with you on a lot of stuff. You know that.
I do. I'm teasing you. Yeah, right. Uh-huh. All right. So in a moment, we find out what's going on with the prince and the princess, because there was always something trending with them. That's the new world order, the prince and the princess. And we're not talking about the ones. She's not a princess until she marries him, right? Markle?
I don't think she will actually get the title of princess. Never I think she becomes duchess.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. She's actually a princess.
The Duke and Duchess of Earl. Let's talk about your health for a moment. No question whatsoever that you need omega-3s in your diet, in your bod, and you need to take it every day. So what's the form that's best for you? What kind of fish oil? It's best. Most of the doctors that are on, the two doctors in this program, Dr. Jack Stockwell and Dr. Ken Kronhaus, tell you the best way to get the omega-3s is with the fish. Eat white fish from pure streams. That's the best way to get. So if you don't have enough fish, then you need a supplement, and omega-3 supplements are all over the place. The best one, however, is the combo that comes from Purity products of omega-3s and krill oil. Krill is sort of a new find, a recent find, and it's good for a lot of things, including boosting your joint comfort. It helps to lubricate your joints, keep them moving better as you get a little older. So, Krill Omega 50 Plus is a Purity product that you can get right now free, a one-month supply. See how it works on your body, how you feel. 800-355-1493 for this fish oil that is good for your IQ, and the krill oil, good for your bones, your joints, your skeletal structure. Purity, so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. They want to send you a free bottle. Call 800-355-1493, a free bottle. Pay a couple of bucks for shipping, and that's it. No more debate. This is a great combo. Get it free. Try it. See how it works for you. Again, the free oil from Purity Products is at 800-355-1493.
I threw up this morning. The nausea from gastroparesis can be overwhelming. Have you been diagnosed with gastroparesis? If so, you might qualify for a clinical study for a new medication for nausea and the symptoms of gastroparesis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 844-902-1212. That's 844-902-1212. This ad sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, what have we got here? Save money on car insurance when you've been home. Auto with Grace. Save money on car insurance. You ready? Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. That sounded pretty good, I think. I could do it one more time, but I think that's... What do you say? Nailed it, right? Nailed it.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
All right, Victoria, what do we have from the records of the prince and the would-be princess or duchess or whoever she is.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. So Kensington Palace on Twitter is the official spokesperson account for the prince and the princess, or to-be princess, whatever she's going to end up being. So they issued, just this morning, they issued a statement saying, Prince Harry and Ms. Meghan Markle are incredibly grateful for the goodwill they've received since their engagement, and they have asked that anyone who might wish to mark the occasion of their wedding considers giving to charity instead of sending a gift. Mm-hmm. And so one of the cool things about social media and the power in a positive way, they then continued, the couple have personally chosen 7 charities which represent a range of issues that they are passionate about, including sport for social change, women's empowerment, conservation of the environment, homelessness, HIV, and the armed forces. And so they have actually listed all of the charities, and they are asking people, instead of sending a gift, just make a donation.
Good. 10 before the hour.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
After the hour, Chuck Curry here on Monday. We review the big movies for the weekend and talk about things that are coming out. Chuck has got a great sense as to what people like and what they're paying attention to. So we have movie music from The Day After Tomorrow, which may be a movie that people remember. You want to give us a quick review on that, Chucker?
Well, it's Dennis Quaid's birthday today, and I think every time I pick up the remote control and change the channels, this movie's playing.
Really?
I mean, it's on all the time.
Don't you think he's been pretty prolific in his career, done television and movies?
He's had a very good career. He's worked consistently since the 1980s. Actually, I think one of the first things he ever did was an episode of Beretta back in the late 1970s, I think, 1978.
Really?
But he has 92 acting credits to his career. You know, it's interesting, in an interview he did promoting the film he's in, I Can Only Imagine, which is doing very well at the box office, he said one of his biggest regrets is the fact that he actually got offered the starring role in Penny Marshall's Big, a role that eventually went to Tom Hanks and became a massive box office hit and a big movie in terms of pop culture in feature films.
Yeah. All right. Well, happy birthday to him. We've got some overviews. Let me give you a quick review of what I saw, and then I want to know what you saw and do the box office totals, and I know you want to talk about Paterno. I went to see the John Cena vehicle, and I don't know who the female lead is. I recognize her. I don't remember her name.
Leslie Mann.
It's Leslie Mann, Judd Apatow's wife. She's in a lot of his films.
Okay. Awful. Waste complete. Oh, my God, what a waste of time. I walked
out. Is there any wiggle room?
I don't think you're the audience for that, though, Doug.
Awful.
I think that's meant to be a much younger audience.
No, well, maybe, but it was stupid, and it was not funny. It just, ugh.
Okay.
So I walked across the hall and watched The Miracle Season with Helen Hunt and William Hurt. Very good. It's a tearjerker, for sure, but it's a great message. It's a great story. It's the kind of reason that I like to go to the movies, frankly. And then I saw Chappaquiddick, which reminded me again of what a bunch of bastards the Kennedys were, especially Ted Kennedy. Useless piece of crap. And the old man was just, ugh, horrible. What horrible people they are. So that's sort of underscored.
You like the film, though?
Well, I didn't like it, but I thought it was an important film to see because it gives you a perspective on what control the Kennedys had of pretty much everything that went on in any sphere that they were working. So, in a moment, Chuckers...
It held your attention throughout its running time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and so did Miracle Season. Good. Blockers did not. All right, so Chuckers going to review Paterno, talk about box office totals right after this.
I'm having that 6:59 feeling again.
What?
You know, that mini panic attack right before the workday starts when you're sure you've forgotten something?
Nope, that's my favorite time of day. I work with Cintas, so I always know we're ready for the workday. They handle our uniforms, fire extinguishers, first aid, safety training, floor mats, and restroom supplies.
I think I need to call Cintas.
They might just make a morning person out of you.
Oh, I'm ready!
Learn how Cintas can help you get ready for the workday. Visit Cintas.com.
What do you hear? Most people just hear an engine. We hear a 6.2-liter Hemi V8 with a supercharger that accelerates so fast, it'll suck the air out of your lungs and knock you back in your seat like you're an astronaut in a rocket ship hurtling through the stratosphere. But then again, we're not most people. We're the Brotherhood of Muscle. Dodge. Domestic. Not domesticated. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
All right, Chucker, quickly, let's go through the box office totals and then tell us what you thought of Paterno.
Really interesting weekend at the box office. A Quiet Place, this small little horror film that's getting great reviews. I went to see it on Friday. For the most part, I liked it a lot. I think this is going to make a big career change in John Krasinski, who was in The Office. He directed this film, first-time director. The movie made $50 million over the weekend on a $17 million budget. When that happens, you're in the very good graces of the Hollywood system, no doubt. Almost like Ben Affleck when he hit big in directing. I think he's going to get a lot of offers. Ready Player One, Steven Spielberg's new movie, $25 million a week, and then number two held up very well, $96 million in 2 weeks. I like that film a lot. Blockers, your new unfavored film, $21 million. Black Panther, $8 million, $665 million in 4 weeks, and I can only imagine ran out the top five. I got a chance to see HBO's highly hyped Paterno, the Joe Paterno story, one of the biggest fall from graces of all time. There's no wiggle room in this movie. They literally buried Paterno, probably deservingly so, but the ending is a big twist. They must have had some inside information. I recommend the movie. It's an interesting watch.
Thank you, Chunker. 59 past the
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, June 1st through the 4th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and more. Get tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.